What are the secrets to spiritual growth?
Well, according to Jesus Christ, those who repent and receive Him as Savior and Lord are born again, not physically, but spiritually. And with this spiritual birth must come spiritual growth. It is crucial, therefore, to be intimately acquainted with the ABCs of spiritual growth. First, no relationship can flourish without constant, heartfelt communication. This is true not only in human relationships, but also in a relationship with God. If we're to nurture a strong relationship with our Savior, we must be in constant communication with Him. And the way to do that is through prayer. Furthermore, it is crucial that we spend time reading God's written revelation of Himself, the Bible. The Bible not only forms the foundation of an effective prayer life, but it's foundational to every other aspect of Christian living. While prayer is our primary way of communicating with God, the Bible is God's primary way of communicating with us. Nothing should take precedence over getting into the Word and getting the Word into us. If we fail to eat well-balanced meals on a regular basis, we're going to eventually suffer the physical consequences. But what is true of the outer man is also true of the inner man. If we do not regularly feed on the Word of God, we will starve spiritually. Finally, it's crucial for new believers to become active participants in a healthy, well-balanced church. In Scripture, the church is referred to as the body of Christ. And just as a body is one and yet has many parts, so too the body of Christ is one, but is composed of many members. Those who receive Christ as Savior and Lord of their lives are already a part of the Church Universal, but it's crucial that all Christians become vital, reproducing members of a local body of believers as well. A passage to ponder, Hebrews 5:13-14. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.